This is Passport to Texas. It's springtime and a perfect time for planting a garden for pollinators like bees, butterflies, and birds. Even a few native flowering plants will draw a multitude of winged wildlife to your yard. Monarchs and other butterflies, bees, and even hummingbirds swarmed the few flowering plants I installed in my side yard last year. What a thrill it was to come up the driveway each evening after work to a battalion of butterflies flitting through my garden. This month, I'm going to install plants that will bloom from spring to fall and thrive in the dry clay soil and sunny location I have in mind. These plants include the posk flower, which is a perennial that gets about a foot tall, forms clumps, and blooms in April. The pale purple cone flower, which is a 2 to 3 foot tall perennial and one of the earliest blooming cone flower species, is another one I'm going to put in. Purple prairie clover is a carefree perennial I'm considering. A midsummer bloomer, it attracts insects like mad, and it's 1 to 2 feet tall and gets just as wide. A species of Liatris, the tall blazing star, is a late summer to early fall bloomer that grows 1 foot wide and 3 to 4 feet tall. And finally, the aromatic aster, a small shrub that blooms in September and October, will provide fuel for a few late season pollinators just passing through. Pollinator gardens are fun and rewarding. Go ahead and plant one. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.